I'm Nick Spitzer. You're listening to Shortcuts from American Roots, a sneak peek at our upcoming show. To hear the full program, join me at AmericanRoots.org.
Anders Osborne grew up on a remote Swedish island, made his way to the mainland, hitchhiked and sang his way across Europe, and eventually crossed the Atlantic to visit New Orleans. He'd heard about the city from his merchant marine grandfather who lived here, and also from his father, a jazz musician. In New Orleans, Anders finally felt at home, but his life and music began to mirror the city's excesses and finally its resilience.
I used self-medication for a long time. To be honest, I didn't quite see it coming, but it got to a place where, you know, after using it just to have a good time and get intoxicated, it turned more and more into couldn't live without it, couldn't do without it. For me, in the end, it was all cocaine, crack cocaine, and alcohol was my main things.
Down the road, down the road, down the road, come a jungle partner. He was loaded as a man can be. Oh, knocked out, knocked out, knocked out, loaded. And he was stumbling all over the street.
I was kicked out of the house. I lived in City Park. I had no friends. I couldn't make the gigs. Nothing worked. And then we went on one final tour. And at the end of it, they said, man, you've been up for 5 days. You're a mess. We got to check you in. You know, I was out of my mind. But I don't know how to explain it. It really feels almost like a divine intervention. Something happens and you make that one little brief decision to do something different just one time, and it'll set you on a new path.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say 3.5 weeks into it, that's when I knew I had a big breakthrough and a breakdown, cried for hours and hours, and I just realized, oh, that's who I am.
Yeah, I'm nervous, I'm sweaty, I hate to make amends. Bunch of opinions, I'm always on a fence. Pissed off and sad at the same time. Please somebody save me from my crazy mind. I've been living in the mind of a junkie, thinking my junkie thoughts, putting out my selfish aspirations.
Look back and look forward. You have Tracking My Roots.
Yeah.
You know, it seems to me that the whole world these days is trying to figure out where they came from, who they are, and where they're going.
Yeah.
Figuring out some of those things can be very, very helpful. Talk about, you know, having a healing quality.
Yeah. I think for me it was important because where you come from becomes, for some people, it becomes their view of you. And then you get caught up in what other people think you are because you say, I'm from this. So I thought, well, where am I truly from? And so I discovered that, you know, there's Canadian roots and I have French roots and I have actually people that from Louisiana. I have Spanish roots. I have a lot of Scottish. So I realized, wow, I'm from a lot of different places. I think what the song is trying to tell myself is, it doesn't really matter. The roots are just the same as, you know, what did you do yesterday?
Yeah, they say I'm a lonely creature. Even with kids and a wife. That I walk to the tune of a loner. Yeah, I've done it all my life.
For American Roots Shortcuts, I'm Nick Spitzer. To hear more, join me Saturdays at 7 and Sundays at 6 on WWNO or listen at AmericanRoots.org.